what does dark night of the soul even mean? Because some people might be like, what is that? If you would share, that would be beautiful.
Yes, definitely. So yes, like I was traveling for 1.5 years, mostly solo. And actually the 10th destination of mine was Bali, but it was like not a planned trip at all. And I remember that my intention before that was like to heal because it's been like so many experiences and overall just like to process as well.
Welcome to the Rise, Shine, and Redefine podcast, where we explore personal growth, relationships, and transformative mindsets. I'm Karen Meininger, your guide and ally on this journey. Imagine a space where your true beauty shines, where every challenge is a step toward your best self, and where family and personal development intertwine. As your BFF for Mindset Mastery, I'm here to share insight and laughter, to guide you through the highs and lows, and to celebrate your journey towards authenticity and fulfillment. Join us as we redefine what it means to live beautifully, love our journey, and embrace our true selves. Let's rise, shine, and redefine together.
Hi, welcome to the Rise, Shine, and Redefine podcast. I am here with Blanca Papp, and she has such an amazing story of being kind of in the dark night of the soul and transitioning into creating her own website business called The Revolutionizer. She does conscious and creative work for entrepreneurs, and I'm just really excited for her to share her story. Blanca, tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much, first of all, for having me. I'm very excited to have this podcast together and share my story. So yeah, it's like, I'm Blanca, and to be honest, like when it comes to like introduction, like introducing myself, it's always like a little of questions, you like what I started, because like I feel like, you know, if I'm just jumping in like my age and my name, it's not authentic enough. And like mostly because actually like the last year it was like so many questions of like who I am as a person and like who is Blanca. So yes, like I just like to say that I am Blanca. I'm a web designer, and yes, like overall, I'm a big passionate of like traveling. Yeah, I'm a person that I'm very curious of the world and the cultures. And overall, this is me.
Yeah, and I was inspired by your story because you told me you were lost and you took this trip to Bali, and it was kind of this dark night of the soul for you. Can you unpack that a little bit more and kind of explain, what does dark night of the soul even mean? Because some people might be like, what is that? If you would share, that would be beautiful.
Yes, definitely. So yes, like I was traveling for 1.5 years, mostly solo. And actually the 10th destination of mine was Bali, but it was like not a planned trip at all. And I remember that my intention before that was like to heal because it's been like so many experiences and overall just like to process as well, because like 2023 was like a very tough year. And well, I think the dark night of a soul is when the soul really experiencing itself in its fullest version. And that was the experience for me when, like, I felt that all the patterns that I have ever been living and, like, facing with, it just came back in one package and after each other. And I think the dark night of the soul is kind of like calling for your soul that you need to evolve and you need to be, like, another person, and that you are ready to step into something. And I think like this does not happen with those who are not ready for it. So I was very aware that when all this pain happened, that this is something that I need to experience. So yes, like I think Bali was kind of the destination when when everything just came together and everything crashed down, and like I was just looking around and I was really thinking like, okay, who I am, what am I doing now, like how am I going to survive? And yes, I think it's basically the experience when you face with all the darkness that you need to, but actually like deep inside the darkness, there is the light.
Yeah. So when you're in Bali and you're going through this challenge and the shadow of yourself and trying to find the light, when, where, how, who, what was this pivotal moment where you're like, the shift started? Like, where did you're like, okay, I'm drowning, you know, I'm losing myself. But what was like the icing on the cake that was like, okay, I'm changing now. I am going to be better. I'm going to transition. I'm going to find my light. What was that pivotal moment for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, from one point of view, it's hard to say because, of course, it was like a lot of puzzle piece and continuous improvement and like work, mental work was like crazy. But I think one moment that I remember that I said to myself that now I'm just giving myself to the universe to tell me what to do because I'm out of ideas. And like, I realized that all the time in my 1.5 years of journey, like whatever I wanted, I manifested it in a very quick time. And like whatever I was asking for, it happened, but always in a completely different way. And I realized this, that, okay, I was asking this. Actually, even I was asking for healing and it happened, but I didn't think in such a painful way. I was hoping that it's going to be this eat, love, pray stuff. But yes, it wasn't. And I realized that I just had this perception like, okay, let me think, like, if the universe is my friend, like, how selfish I am that I'm always asking and asking. And I was like, you know what? Like, what do you want? And yes, I think this, like, really shifted in a way that I was just, like, accepting the whole situation because I was fighting so much before. And I was, like, really, like, I can do this. I am strong. I am, like, going more and more, and then I was burning myself out, and I was like, okay, I was just surrendering to this whole pain, and I realized I need to just feel them. And I think that surrendering what was giving me this like very deep shift when I was like, okay, I'm just feeling what I need to feel. And then actually the answers came. I mean, literally just when I stepped into UK, when I came here, like the taxi driver, after like 3 days of traveling, like the taxi driver, he was like telling me that he needs a website. And I was like, you know what, I can help you. And then, yeah, this was one of the moments when it started to unfold that I made some research and I was like, okay, actually, the problem was not with what I was doing, but how I was doing it, and that I didn't set my boundaries and I didn't make a business plan that is aligned. And like, I think this whole journey really helped me to set my visions and like, how do I want to create my life, basically.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, surrendering and trusting the universe. Oh man, that's hard to do. And then really like coming into this full acceptance of, okay, this is what it is. Like, and once you kind of accept, you can then take the aligned action, right? But yes. It's like, okay, like all the awareness, all the blocks, all the things are coming up. And it's like, oh my God, like, I don't know what to do anymore. So I'm just going to surrender. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to feel all the feels. And I'm going to come from a place of acceptance. And I'm hearing you got to a place of feeling neutral and allowing and trusting. And then the universe starts to kind of provide once you surrender. I think that is so beautiful. And I'm so proud of you for being able to have the awareness and acknowledge and accept and know that be really weird and really scary.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah. So your journey led you to redefine happiness and success many times. And you give me an example of how your definition of success evolved during your travels.
Yeah. So yes, like previously, I think before my journeys, success was like a very tangible thing for me, like something, a vision that like I'm gonna be like a clothing designer because I was working as a fashion designer, and that was my dream, and I still love it very much. But through my journeys, like my personality evolved so much in the lifestyle that it really made me realize that happiness is not just like something, it's not a goal, it's not a vision that you achieve, or like this is how you're going to live your life, but it's such a fluid, always evolving motion. And what I realized that like happiness was always something for me that I was connecting to some kind of vision I had. And like happiness now for me is really lies within the everyday life, basically, that how am I feeling now? Because if tomorrow my house burns down and my vision was my dream apartment or something, then, you know, like I'm lost. And that what I realized, that you can lose everything, literally. But if you find happiness within about who you are, like no matter what, even if you're failing, then you're going to be happy. So I think happiness for me is like really deeply connected to self-love and self-respect, and yeah, how I care for myself every day, no matter what.
Yeah, I think a lot of people connect happiness to external things. And I mean, that's why you'll sometimes see like people with millions of dollars aren't necessarily happy, right? And when you can remove the external material and find it from within, it's so freeing. And
yes, yeah, yeah,
with your energy and your vibration, that you feel free, like you went through with you to get go through to get there, and that's so honorable. And I just want to honor and acknowledge you and being able to do that, because not everyone can see happiness from inside. They really see it as, oh well, when I have this, then I'll be happy. Or when exactly this happens, then I'll be happy. And when you start being happy now, those things start to come. You start letting the universe know you're ready to receive. And I think that's so beautiful. And I'm so happy to hear that and to be able to connect happiness in a different way.
Yeah.
So you said before that you look at yourself as like a character in a movie. So what is this movie, and who is this character? Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So actually, like every time when something dramatic is happening in my life, I'm always thinking that, like, you know what? I mean, every movie you watch, like even the most cliche ones, they have some kind of drama in it, that like the point when the main character is like suffering, or they have some kind of heartbreak or anything. And like, I realized that, you know, like if I was watching myself as a movie, like so many times I had this zoomed out perception, that I would be like really amazed of the main character, and I would be rooting for her. And like, sometimes this perception really helped me to like not take things so seriously and just kind of like laughing about the situation, and like just thinking that, okay, I mean, I wouldn't want to watch a movie that is boring and it's always just happy. And like, I like my dramas in a way, from if I perceive it that way. And yes, like I just realized that I don't want to live like a boring life, in a way that it's always just like I'm like monotonous, and I rather live a lifestyle because I can be very expressive. I really feel my emotions, and I'm like, I rather have like really downs and also like really ups than just going through my life in a straight line. So yes.
Yeah, I love that. Like thinking of your life as a movie, and you're like, okay, if I'm sitting in a movie theater, I'm going to get the popcorn and just watch my life as if it's a movie and be like, wait a minute, but I'm in control of how this movie is going to end, or not end, but how it's going to continue. And you start to have the power when you see it as a movie of, oh, wait, plot twist.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, this law of polarity of, you know, if you're not sad, how are you going to appreciate happiness? Or if you don't find the low, like you don't really understand the high, and with like the sun and the rain, we actually need the rain so the flowers come. And I think we have it. It's like everything is ahead of, like, just look at your life and be appreciative of the bad, because then you can appreciate the good. And this polarity will really help shift your perspective on how you look at life and how you're showing up and look at it as a whole versus compartmentalizing it to, oh my God, only bad happens or only good happens. And you can really see this entire whole picture. And I just love that. And so where are you in your movie now?
That's a good question. I would like to see. Yeah, it's always a nice perception to like just have a bird eye view and like, yeah, where am I now? Yes, that's a good question. Actually, when we were hosting retreats, we had this workshop that we had to have like a chapter, like what we would call like our chapter that we are right now, and what would be the book called, and having like 10 different chapters and which chapter we would be at. So yes, like, I don't know, like, where am I right now in my movie? I think, yeah, I am like before, like I feel very good about this year. So I think in my movie, like, it's going to end soon in a way. I'm not going to die, hopefully, but like, like the movie is kind of coming to a happy ending. So yes, I am before the happy ending, I feel like, but I'm kind of in the happy ending. But yes, like, I'm planning to move to Gran Canaria soon, and I'm very, very excited about it. And I feel like that everything that what I was working for and what I just, yeah, like, I really feel that this dark night of a soul was very needed for me to get here and like to push through, because basically all these things, I mean, I think I mentioned to you that like I started my business in January, and like basically in 4 months, I'm already like in the part where I can get closer to my vision of like moving to Gran Canaria. And yes, and I'm very happy about it. So yes.
That's amazing. And hopefully the next chapter, the better it gets, the better it gets, right? And we can keep up leveling and showing up and thriving and scaling, and but still keep that happiness from within. Because I think sometimes we start relying on the external and we're like, we lose it. Right.
Yeah.
So it's like coming back to yourself. Like, where am I, like, in my body? Where am I in my feelings? Like, okay, remember to accept every step of the way. And
exactly.
You know, that can be really hard sometimes. But
yes,
you're doing the damn thing. That's amazing. I love it. So where is this like golden nugget of like transitioning into this web design? Like, how did you came back from Bali, you're inspired, you started this business. How was that start? I want to know, because I'm trying to start my business and I'm like, So walk me through like kind of the boring stuff of, okay, what did you have to do to really get this business going?
Well, like, I had some knowledge already about, like, businesses. I mean, I think the biggest one was, like, creating a retreat business and then realizing that I don't have to be perfect. We just have to do it. And that was really my mindset also when I started this, because I was, like, such a big perfectionist and I always wanted to over-perfecting things. And I think I used the same mentality when I started this business that, okay, it doesn't have to be perfect. I just have to start it and I will see. And yes, like, basically, like, if I would describe it, like, step by step, I just created, like, some mockups and a website, and then I just shared it on Facebook and I found my clients. So basically this was it. And it was not, you know, like, big, I don't know, like, big process behind it. Of course, mentally it was, because if this dark period is not happening with me, I'm sure I could not have done it. So yeah, sometimes it seems like it went super easy. But, like, basically, like, the whole 2023 was, like, very hard year. So I think I needed all those in order to know, like, okay, how do I want to do this? Which people I want to work with? And how much free time I want to have? Where do I want to live? And why do I want to have this? So I think all these had to come together in order to be able to say, like, okay, I'm ready now.
Yeah, you really had to do a lot of inner work and, like, deep dive into, I think it's so hard. It's like you want to scale and you want to be really successful, but then you want to have balance, and then you want to have freedom, and you want to have free time, and you want to have friends and
yes,
a partner, and you want to have all these things.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where do my priorities lie? How
yeah.
do I, what is a must? What can I take away? And really navigating that. So, way to go. I mean, I know it's got to be so hard. I mean, I know it's hard for me trying to create coaching for people and figuring out who you're serving and, like, where do you find the best clients that you resonate with, that you want to work with versus, like, you. There's so much dynamic that's going on with it. It sounds here, but we need them so we can get better.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
That polarity and tweak our movie to be a constant up level and not be so boring. Like you said, if we're like this and flatlined all the time, you know, there's no excitement, no emotion, and we're here to have the human experience, right? And I think it's wonderful. I love it. Another thing you had mentioned previously before the call was boundaries. Let's really dive deep into boundaries, because I think this is a really hard one for people, including myself. And I feel like either don't have enough boundaries or they're just so extreme that we push everyone away.
Yeah.
So where is this line of setting boundaries, and if you want to share an example of what a boundary looks like for you, because I do think it's tricky. I think people don't fully understand boundaries. Like, I think it's a hard concept. So if you can kind of ground it for my listeners, that would be amazing.
Like a specific example, or what boundaries means for me?
Well, let's start with what boundaries mean for you. And then
Yes. If
you have something that can kind of ground it, great. If nothing's coming up for you, totally fine as well.
Yeah. So, well, yes, it's actually hard to put it in, like, words. But, yeah, like, I think boundaries is really about when you recognize, like, different. Like, for me, it was really, like, through patterns. When I'm, like, recognizing that a pattern is coming back that is not serving me, and I realize that it's again here in my life, and I'm like, hello, I haven't healed it. And then I know that, okay, I have to make something about it. But, of course, boundaries doesn't necessarily have to be, like, being cold or waiting for the moment when you blow out. Because I think many times, like, people wait for the moment when everything is just exploding. And I was definitely a person that I could explode very easily. And I had a very tense energy sometime because I was just like holding and then. And yes, I think like boundaries is also really about like healthy communication. And it doesn't have to be cold, but just like if a situation or a person or something doesn't serve you and you recognize it, then just you just have to express it and communicate it. And then like if they don't accept it or angry about it, or you know, like many times I think the hard part is that maybe you are conscious in some way. I mean, I don't want to like down talk or something, but maybe the other person doesn't really conscious enough to recognize that it's a boundary for you and that you need space there and you don't want to be in this energy field anymore. And yes, that can be hard because then like if he is throwing something onto you or she, or yeah, like a situation is just getting too big, then like it's hard to set boundaries in a healthy way. But I think yeah, it was definitely like one of the craziest situations for me in Bali where I was really, yeah, it was not easy not to explode, or it was hard not to explode, but I really realized that, okay, it's like, I mean, I have to keep like centered here and like keep myself centered. And yes, like that was, yeah, I don't know if it makes sense, but yes, for me, boundaries is just really about communicating where is your line and respecting yourself. It's also very connected to self-love.
No, absolutely. It's really what you will allow and what you won't allow, and being respectful to yourself. Because I think when somebody tests your boundaries, you know, we can be reactive, or we can shut down, or go into people pleasing, or procrastination, or perfectionism, and all of these outer kind of blocks to up leveling your life start to happen. And really finding like, where do I draw the line of what I allow versus what I won't allow into my life? But I'm really curious. So you said you wanted to explode in Bali. If you're willing to share, and if you don't, that's okay. What happened? Like, what happened in Bali? Like, let's paint this picture. Where was this, like, boundary setting limit for you?
Okay. I will try. I mean, actually, I'm not talking about this for many people because...
Except for the world now.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah, I just know, like, I mean, like, in deep into my heart, like I know that this person that I went to, so okay, I will try to put it into a package and I will try to conclude it. So basically, yeah, I went to work for a 60 years old woman and I didn't know her, and I was in Croatia working as a hotel entertainer for 2 months, and I was, yeah, basically I was burnt out because I had to work like 6 days and yeah, always smiling, always just be happy, always like having like 6 workouts a day, not a week, but a day. So it was like really a lot. And I just realized that the environment that I need is like something like Bali, like healing. And then there was this woman who offered me to go to her place, and like in exchange for web design, she can give me like accommodation and food. And then like she had all these plans of like, we are going to create a retreat business together, and then I had experience in it. So yeah, I was like, why not? So it was a bit of like unresponsible decision, but I was like, why not go to Bali? Like it sounded very nice. And I talked with her on phone many times. And yeah, like I still say that she had probably good intentions. But yeah, truthfully, what I recognized that like the pattern that came back was really, really similar to one of my abusive like relationship. And it was very manipulative and very like I felt when it clicked, I realized how used I am and how much I'm just doing because I want to save her. Because it became so emotional, like our connection, and like she was really into me, and like basically for 300 euro per month, I'm not saying I was starving, but like she didn't give me enough money for food and stuff like that, and like I just basically built up her whole business, and she. I mean, I'm not saying she didn't do anything because I don't know what she was doing, to be honest, but like I did everything. And yeah, she had so much expectations to like give my designs to her. For example, I was designing a planner previously and I wanted to create a business out of it. And then like, yeah, like just an example to bring this up, like, yeah, she was just very angry that I didn't give my designs, and like I just think that she didn't really understand how business works and how much work I put in. So I don't blame her, because I'm sure she has her own story and she would tell this story in a completely different way. Just that's my story. And then when I realized that this is bringing back my abusive relationship pattern, which is coming kind of from my childhood of like wanting to save other people, I realized that I cannot do this and that it's just really, really, really toxic for me, because it was like, yeah, also the way I behaved was the same like how I behaved in the relationship I had before. And even though, you know, she was like a woman and 60 years old, of course, we didn't have sexual connection, but like emotionally it was very similar. So yeah, I knew if I step out, I'm going to be there in Bali without money, because I went there spending basically my last salary on the flight ticket, and I was just relying to her, on her. And then yeah, it was very scary because I was like, Jesus, like am I going to you know, how am I going to survive? But yeah, luckily I survived and like I solved it, but it was, yeah, very, very scary of, yeah, how I don't know, like not necessarily about being without money, but like recognizing this whole situation that, wow, this came back to my life. So yes.
Ooh, thank you so much for sharing. I know that wasn't easy for you, and I mean, I think you came back and you recognized your worth and you knew you were worth more, and not really, you know, buying into her illusion of what was expected for you. And that way to set an example of setting a boundary, being like, nope, no more. Maybe, you know, sometimes you have to put up an extreme boundary, you know, to move on and to heal. And in certain circumstances, like that one, yeah, enough. Like, if you get to a burnout and it becomes too much. And yeah, I really appreciate you sharing that story and owning it and honoring it. And also seeing it from her lens, like understanding and having this compassion for her also. I mean, a lot of times when you feel so wronged by somebody, it is so hard to feel compassion for them or forgive them. And just having the amount of compassion that you have for yourself and even for her is incredible. So thank you for that. And thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. So I'm going to kind of start ending this out a little bit. You mentioned that asking for help is a sign of courage. Could you share a moment when seeking help made a significant difference in your personal and professional life?
Yeah, so actually this was very connected also to Bali because, yeah, I was in a situation there that, yeah, to continue the story, that I was there without money and I got to know like a local person, like an Indonesian guy, and I borrowed money from him. And, you know, I was just like, oh my God, like, am I serious? Like, I'm in one of the poorest culture country and I'm asking money from someone here. And I felt very, yeah, first very ashamed, but at the same time, I knew that this is just a period. And like, I knew that this is something that is also serving me. And I also felt like on him that he was helping me like with happiness and that it felt good for him. But yeah, like this was just like the beginning when I was like, okay, I actually need help. And I tried to find like different or search for different like fashion designer jobs and everything. I made my portfolio and then I even got accepted. I mean, I got like called for an interview and they said that they want to choose me. And then I got sick, like very much for 2 weeks. Like I was having like a 40 degree fever. And yeah, I was just like laying in bed and was very, very, very sick. And that was the moment when I think I was just like, when I said that, okay, universe, now you give me ideas because I'm out, because also my body stopped functioning, but I knew that my body is also just gave me signs that you need to rest and you really need to rest and stop. And that was like really the moment that Blanca just stop fighting. And yes, like that was when I called my dad and told him everything and told that like I'm very sick and that like also what happened. And yeah, he said like no jokes anymore, you're not going to travel more, you come here, calm down, and you can continue your journeys whenever you want to, but now like you're gonna come here and just, yeah, calm the fuck down, basically. And I was like, yes. And it was actually very crazy because I had a lot of crazy decisions through my journeys, but this felt actually the moment when my heart really just cracked open. And I remember I was like crying, like I was screaming. It was so painful because I really felt in that moment that I failed. And then I realized after everything calmed down that actually maybe that was the last drop that I needed to learn to accept help, because we are not just born here in this world to fight through everything alone. And that if we are having people who love us in this situation, we can accept help. And for me, I think this was always very hard because I moved to Denmark when I was 19 alone, and like I was independent very early. And yeah, it was just so hard for me to ask for help and accept financial support. And I realized that actually this is very good that it's happening with me, because all those years when I had to grow up very quick, now it's coming back and I can relive my childhood and I can just relive again that, okay, they are support me and I can just be a child a little bit, to not be the parent of my parents, but just being a kid. And then I realized that actually it's quite good for me. So yes.
Yeah, bringing back the play. Oh, I think that it's hard as an adult being like, wait, I need more play. I need more play in my life. And really surrendering, you brought up surrendering again, and having the courage to ask for help and letting, like, why is it so hard for women, especially, to ask for help? Like, why?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yes, I actually think that women can be more stubborn sometimes than men. And yes, I think
because we want to be like, maybe this is on a subconscious level, but like we want to be what's the word? Like at the same level as men, and like since men don't really ask for help, we're not allowed to ask for help, and then we're going to be considered less than if we ask for help.
Yeah, but exactly.
But women love to help. Like most of us are helpers, not all of us, but a lot of us. We love to help, and it's like sometimes it's okay to receive. We're like all of entrepreneurs and in this life, we're all in this like masculine energy of okay, go, 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 go. And it's like, wait, yeah. I just need to be.
Exactly.
Dooby dooby doo. Like have the little dance of both. And I think it just is so beautiful. I'm so happy you were able to ask for help. And I'm sorry you got so sick. I mean, that must have been really scary and felt really defeating. But fortunately, the universe had your back and kind of redirected your path in such a beautiful way. And now you have this beautiful business that you've created that sounds so much alignment for you. And, you know, just constantly building and showing up and working through the consciousness aspect of it as well, I think is hard to do and hard for people to see. So again, just honoring everything that you're doing. And I love this transformation story and how you've overcome so much. I wanted to ask if you could give one piece of, like one takeaway, one piece of advice for somebody to start doing right now that they can do, a tangible thing they can start doing right now, what would that be?
Well, first, what came to my mind was actually traveling, but I know that it's very complex and I know that it's not something that everyone will implement into their life, even though I can definitely say that you can do it also without money. It's a bit more uncertain, but yes, but that's I really, really would suggest for people to have at least some weeks of solo traveling because it's so insightful. But otherwise, I would say one habit that I was doing and what I did not stop doing when I was traveling was journaling. I think journaling can also give you so much insights about yourself. And it's really, I really believe that every big change comes within these very, very small changes. And I know that we hear this so many times, but I'm like 100% believer of this because I experienced it, that seriously, just like that freaking 10 minutes of journaling can change my day. And we might not see it through the days, but we see it through the months and years, like how much you evolve. And yes, I think journaling and also meditation helped me very much to listen to myself and to hear who am I. And I think we forget so many times, like basically we are here to know who we are and to get closer to that person that we want to be and to be more aligned with who is inside. But so many of us doesn't even know ourselves. So I think it really just starts with these very simple things. And also meditation doesn't have to be complicated. I also started just listening. I always like trying to give like another meaning for my brain if it feels like, oh my God, it's a task. So I was just telling to myself, like, you know what, I'm just going to listen 5 minutes of music every morning. And that's kind of just the music to my ear when I wake up. And yes, I really feel that these small changes make really big changes. So it starts just there. Yes.
I love that. Thank you for sharing. So where can people find you? Do you have social media, website? Please share so people can continue to follow your journey and maybe work with you. Let everyone know.
So yes, in Instagram, they can find me on revolutionizer with an S.co. That's my Instagram handle. And my personal one is my name, like pop-blanca. So yes, that's my personal Instagram. And Facebook, that's the other social media that I use. They can find me by my name, Blanca Pop.
Beautiful. Well, I wanted to really thank you for coming on the podcast today. You have such a beautiful story, and I hope to have you back in the future. We can dive a little deeper on where you are and where your business is, and really learn how we can all grow together. I just really wanted to honor and thank you for today.
Thank you so much as well. I really loved it.
Great.
Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our journey towards redefining success and creating an abundant life. If today's episode inspired you, we have a special gift for our listeners. If you love the podcast, consider leaving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering an exclusive Rise and Thrive checklist designed to help you create a thriving morning. Here's how you can claim it. Simply take a screenshot of your review and send it to us at hello@karynm.com. That's hello@karynm.com. Once we receive your screenshot, we'll send you the Rise and Thrive checklist straight to your inbox. Remember, your reviews help us keep the podcast going and reach more listeners who are on their path and redefining their life. So your support means the world to us. Until next time, keep rising, keep shining, and dare to redefine your life in extraordinary ways. This is Karen Meininger, wishing you well and lots of love.